Pima County Administrator Chuck Huckleberry says the county and the Tucson metro area need to become more competitive in order to create more jobs. He's released a detailed economic development proposal to get that done and asked for feedback from the Pima County Board of Supervisors today. Supervisor Sharon Bronson says some parts of the plan don't go far enough.
This emphasis, as we look here, is on existing, basically existing businesses, small businesses, and tourism.
Bronson says she wants to see a focus on other industries, too.
You get money in your pocket by creating primary jobs, jobs like the jobs at Raytheon or Sanofi Adventus or Roche.
Huckleberry says the region has been focused on bringing new businesses to the area, but he says that focus needs to change to be competitive with other metropolitan regions that are also trying to attract companies. One of the main strategies for accomplishing this is planning bond packages with transportation and infrastructure improvements in key employment areas. This is something Huckleberry has already started working on, with a push to redo the road system at Raytheon's worksite near the Tucson Airport. Supervisor Ann Day says she wants to make sure feedback on the proposal comes from everyone.
I think we should add the Pima County municipalities to the list of commenting agencies and chambers of commerce. I know the intent is to garner input from the private sector, but I think it's equally important to hear from the cities and towns and make them aware of our plans.
Day also cautioned that some of the ideas may not be easy to accomplish.
First off, I want to say there are a number of proposals in the report that are tied to a future bond election, and we should keep in mind that some of our representatives in the legislature have introduced a bill that could severely impact our ability to call a bond election.
Huckleberry says in his proposal that most of the existing economic development programs will continue, even with the new plan, but he will ask county departments to figure out what they can change to create more jobs in the area and more higher-paying jobs. Secondly, Huckleberry says the county needs a better relationship with the University of Arizona. The entire area would benefit from capturing new research and technologies. He says that could also lead to new businesses here. Supervisor Richard Elias says he agrees with Bronson's and Day's points and suggested that the labor unions should also have a chance to comment on the proposal.
I'm glad this is a draft. I think it needs work, but I think it's a step in the right direction. There are parts of it that I do not support.
Elias says he won't get behind anything in the report that promotes private prison development, something he's been opposed to each time it comes up in county meetings. The economic development plan has 39 specific recommendations. County officials are seeking public comment on the proposal for the next several weeks, and they plan to take it to the Board of Supervisors in early April for a final vote. Huckleberry says once there's a final version of the proposal, he'll come up with a plan for how to implement and pay for the economic development strategies. A copy of Huckleberry's proposal is available on the county website, pima.gov. I'm Andrea Kelly, Arizona Public Media.